Yeah.
How do you start like that?
Yo,
what is that?
Yo, what up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy Messenger.
I'm Canton Jones.
Okay, Ramona Jones. And we have a guest in the building. Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us in the booth with Canton Jones and Messenger. Please like, share, subscribe to the show on YouTube, Facebook, and all podcast platforms, including Google, Spotify, and all of us, Apple.
Everybody else.
Yeah. All them.
And if you would like to sponsor advertise with the show, make sure.
That's my live beat.
I ain't got one in here, so you can.
If you'd like to sponsor or advertise with the show, hit us up or give us a topic to talk about. Hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com.
And he might check the email.
We'll get back with you.
I checked the email. I checked the girl that sent you the same email twice asking about the Dominion album. What Bible verse? So.
That's the only one you checked.
Bro. Like, she kept sitting there. I was like, bro, answer the question, right?
Please, just answer the question for her.
I answered it twice.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, we got Bravo Charlie in the building.
Man, this is K-Jo Royalty right here. For y'all who don't know, we about to do something that is long overdue. I'm about to reveal something.
This for the day ones.
Right.
That y'all literally don't know about this man right here.
Oh,
and
man.
Actually, that man right there, yep. Like who Messenger really is. Who Bravo Charlie really is. And who my wife really
I'm
is.
I've been me the whole time.
So one of the things that I love about doing music is just being creative, out of the box. You know, big shout out to They Stole My Computer. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, y'all make sure y'all get
yes.
And release party this Friday night.
Yeah. You know, depending on when you seen it. It was last Friday or Fridays ago.
What's the name?
Depending on. But one of my most popular records is called A Password. And song is The Password. The Password, There's No Other Name That's Higher, featuring Mr. Dell.
Uh-huh.
And back then, it was Possessed Lyrical.
Possessed Lyrical, yeah.
Now he's Lyrical Rook. Now he's just Rook.
Now he's just Rook. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All the names.
And Corey Arnold.
Corey Arnold. Oh,
yeah.
Real
government.
Yeah.
No. Back then, when everybody had braids.
Yeah. You know, and big pants and them long t-shirts that came down to y'all knees.
Nightgowns.
And what I used to love to do that was different from any artist that I knew that did gospel is skits. I love the skits. Yeah. So, inspired really by Dr. Dre, they used to do skits.
Yeah.
And Snoop Dogg used to have skits on their album. So, we did a skit called What's the Password?
What's the password?
Y'all don't know that there's four characters in this skit. All right. And the story goes
Mona was in it?
In the very beginning.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I get the password.
Mona is saying access, please.
Oh, yeah. Bruh, I ain't heard this. Yeah.
So okay. Mona is in the skit saying access.
Oh, this the whole crew.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. It's all us.
So this is what people don't know. So the dude that's walking me in or walking the guest in to see me to buy my first copy of my CD for $1 million.
Yeah.
All right. That person is Buddy Crump.
Bravo Charlie.
Bravo Charlie.
Demetrius Neal.
Demetrius Neal.
All of them.
All right. He is the one talking. Hey, don't look at his wife. Yeah. You know, and then I'm like, who you looking at? you know, he like he looking at your wife. You know?
That's you
know,
your
so,
wife.
And so that is, but what people don't know, I'm getting ready to do the great reveal that the dude that played Habib in that skit is better known as. Go ahead and do it, bro, for the people. Yeah, yeah. Do it for the people.
So, my Grammy for my Emmy for
right. For so tell him like Kenton Jones, the very honorable.
Do your part.
Do
a piece
I'm
of your
see
part. If I can remember.
Right. If you can.
All right, come on. We're gonna go in there and talk to him. First of all, keep your eyes forward. Don't look at his wife.
Yep.
And then don't ask no questions. Just go in there and we can make the transaction and go home. And then we walk in.
You put the code in.
You put the code in.
And then she says, access granted.
Password, please.
Yeah, password, please. Access granted. Yeah, right. She says that part. And then and then it's like, and then he come up to me and like, I say, is this him?
Is this him? Yeah, yeah, this my
and
boy, Habib,
like,
right here.
Yeah, this for dude, Habib. And then
Kenton Jones. Finally, a pleasure to meet you, my friend.
So, for those of you who don't know, Kaza Messenger has been Habib this whole time. The great reveal.
Yeah.
For those of you who know the password, they didn't know that Kaza has been Habib the entire time.
Yep.
We need to do like a part two to that.
Right.
Oh, man.
Because what, like on the real skit, we were all in the room recording. And we laughed for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, we did.
Skits that day was probably the harder laugh because we did the flagellants.
Oh, yeah.
And you was like, if you was around when I dealt it.
Hated Day is love. No.
Hated Love Jones.
Hated Day is
Love Jones.
Is it King of Business?
King of Business.
King of Business? Okay. So
Hated
you was
day
like,
King of Business.
Yeah, today, Hated Day.
We did one for, we did the flagellants actually. For Love Jones, but it just got cut.
You know, these people like flatulence.
Yeah. So what? The original was a man
called Kajo.
Saying he had an anointed laugh.
Left a message saying he had an anointed laugh. And he I promise y'all, we can't make this up.
This is a true story, y'all.
Yes.
He called Kajo. He left a message. He was like, look, I'm going to speak to Kenton Jones. Kiki was answering the phone back then, my sister, and she was like, you need to hear this. I was like, what?
Man, I she wish you like, could have downloaded
he said,
that
he
some
said,
kind of way.
He said, my name is such and such. I don't remember his name. He said, but God has given me an anointed laugh. And he said, when I laugh, people can't help but laugh, but they get healed, they get set free, and I'm going to do it right now. He was like, ha-ha. And I was like,
they're
like,
he was dead serious.
He was serious. And they're like, so I want to get with you. I want to be signed to KJ Records because I want to start doing my laugh all over the world. And you know, and yes, because somebody called me back. He left his number, and I was like, oh my God, this can't be real.
Yeah. So then he let us hear it.
Oh man. Oh,
and
man.
Then we was like, man, what if somebody had an anointed flagellants? So then Buddy Crunk D-Nail Bravo Charlie does the message calling
you
in
remember
the
that?
Yeah. He was like,
y'all were some fools back then.
Now I remember they say then if you was there when I dealt it.
I would anoint it flagellants, and you know, and if you was around when I dealt it.
Willie Moore had just got here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
When we did that, Willie Moore just got here and
he screamed laughing.
I never forget that. Yeah. So,
and then we also did the Hater Day.
Yep.
So
I did the Hater Day
for the Hater Day.
Y'all know it's National Hater Day.
Oh, Hater Day, what's that?
What'd I say?
You said you do something good.
It's a day that you do something good for your hater.
Oh, word? You want to get something to eat? And then this man was like,
I'm gonna do something for my mama.
I'm gonna do something for my mama.
Yeah. So all the skits.
Yeah, this is the skit crew.
This is the skit crew that did the skits over the years. They Stole My Computer don't have any skits on it, but I'm working on some.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We got a podcast now, so.
Yeah.
The skits was
got
like
a whole
pre-podcast.
Show right. So, got a whole show about it now.
And we were doing FM 78 back then.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
You was Mutombo McGrady. No, you was Mutombo McGrady.
I was Mutombo McGrady.
And Ashanti was there too.
Yeah.
Oh, Pax Whitehead.
Pax Whitehead.
Yeah.
What was... And you were Buddy Crump.
I was just Buddy Crump, yeah.
Yeah, I was Buddy Crump.
And I was
Blaine Blake.
Blaine Blake.
Yeah, that's who I am right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mutombo McGrady.
Mutombo McGrady.
We got a bunch of aliases, but.
We just wanted to take y'all back down.
Man.
Back down memory. Yeah, we wanted to take y'all back. And so, there's a choice we're making. We're saving our lives. It's true, you make a better day. Just you and me. Yeah.
We were singing that before the show. That like, it's,
yeah. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, never mind that. All right, man. Quick post of the day, man. We got today, before we get into our topic, we have named 10 songs with a female name in it.
Ten songs with a female name.
Number one, Aisha.
Oh, yeah.
The girl in the, and I want to get to know you better. That's one.
Jolene.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay.
Whitney Houston. My name is not Susan.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. 90s.
But y'all ain't gonna, if that mug wasn't in no quartet, Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
There you go.
Yeah,
quartet one. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Mary.
That's a good one.
How you think of that one? Yeah. Wow. We're halfway there.
That's a real good one. Wow.
Martha, don't you moan.
Martha, don't you. Yeah, you got two of them.
Two of them.
That's the same song.
It's the same
Mary
song.
And Martha. That's
it's
two.
But it's the same song. Somebody said, Olivia by The Whispers.
How'd that go?
I don't know that one.
How'd it go? It's the name of the song is Olivia, so.
I don't know that one.
It's a slow song. But a song called Olivia.
Okay.
It's
how many we got? Five?
Six.
This ain't necessarily it's a derogatory statement towards a girl.
Oh, Lord.
He ain't call her by name.
That got to be a name.
B better have my money.
He was talking to a dude.
That's 10 songs calling her out her name.
Right. Yeah,
her.
Calling her out her name.
We'll do that one the next time.
It's at least three songs called Mary Jane.
Oh, I'm in love with Mary Jane.
And
she's my
and Scarface. Mary.
Oh, yeah. Ashanti.
Yeah.
Mary.
Yeah.
That's 10.
Really? We got four songs with Mary. Yes, four.
That's a popular
Mary
name.
Mary
is a very
Mary
popular
name. Mary Jane. Yeah. Mary.
Okay, great.
Yeah, Mary is like the number one female name of all time.
I guess it's easy to sing. I don't know.
Didn't Prince have a song about a female?
I'm trying to think what a female name.
Not that I remember.
It's a bunch of them that I'm going to think of in the car on the way home.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be, soon I turn the radio on, it's going to be somebody singing about a female name.
Yeah.
Now you got me
rock and roll, Bon Jovi. Somebody sung about a woman.
I mean, we can look it up if you want to cheat.
It was one old
Chat GPT.
It was an old song because I seen the little James Brown James Brown's Get On Up. He had a song something like Cordelia. It was another name.
Cordelia.
I forgot that name.
Cordelia.
I forgot how
that's
it goes.
So old.
It was when he met Jay.
That's the Cardella.
Yeah.
Here at the Free Life. What up, Cardella? Yeah. That's really how you pronounce her name.
Cardella.
The Southerners.
It's when he met Lil Richard. It was the scene when he met Lil Richard.
Hell
man.
I'm looking at a list. I don't know none of these songs.
What?
All female names.
Ophelia, Rosanna, Billie Jean, of course.
Billie Jean.
I don't know none of these.
Barbie girl. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie's world.
That's what that is.
Fantastic.
He got girls.
Elvira, yeah.
Elvira.
Elvira.
Don't know that one.
Y'all ain't got none that Hezekiah sang?
No.
No John Piki in there?
No. I think that's
Mary.
It.
Mary.
Mary, don't you weep. Mary, Martha, don't you mourn.
Roxanne, how'd it go?
Big shout out Roxanne, to John Pink. Keep praying for you, man of God.
You
Roxanne.
Don't have to turn on the red light.
That's right.
Roxanne.
Yeah. Yeah.
You walk the streets for money.
That's how Eddie Murphy sang.
You walk the streets for money.
Yeah. That's right, Roxanne.
Man, it's a bunch of them. I just can't.
Yeah.
Put them in the comments, y'all.
But that was enough. Yeah. That was a lot.
I think it's a whole another 10 that people on the other side of the screen coming up with. We need 10 in the
screaming
comments.
Screaming at us right now.
Yeah,
like,
screaming at us. Yes. How did you forget? Yeah. And it's going to be like somebody big, like Prince.
Oh. The one that's on the commercials all right now, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. Oh, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah,
that's a good way to end it. All right.
Man, ooh, we struggled with that.
Okay. We did. that wasn't enough hip hop songs.
Ain't no rap songs with
Itch Better Have My Mom.
Okay, can you go move on? Thank you.
I'm telling
you,
that's
going down the
that's
hole.
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. So the topic is. Of the day is when is the right time to pay for a service. So this video right here we're going to show is a wedding. It's going to be hard. They're African, so they have a little accent, so it's going to be hard to kind of understand it, but I'm going to kind of break it down.
Like a ghetto Black Panther.
Yeah. Bruh. This man going to get him kicked off the free internet, bro.
Right.
It's free to be on here. We're going to get kicked off. But they got an accent. Well, sound like Wakanda, but a Wakanda wedding.
They have an accent to us,
yeah,
but we have an accent to them.
Yeah. There is a makeup artist who is asking for her money, gesturing for her money, and the bride kind of, you know, shoos her away, and she felt like that was disrespectful, so she just jumped in front of the pictures that the bride was taking. An argument ensues. The bride, you're going to hear him a lot of commotion and talking, going back and forth. Probably can't understand, but then at some point, the bride says, I'll pay you, we'll pay you at the end of the day. I don't know if this is her mother, her sister on the side. She comes in with the phone, I guess trying to cash app, you know, and she wouldn't let her even pay her then right now. So she was, you know, bent on, you get paid at the end of the day. So that's pretty much what's going on in the clip. Hope y'all can make it out. Listen real close.
So she's standing in front of her right now, not letting her take the picture. So they said Wakanda forever.
So she's asking, how much do you want? How much do we owe? She said, you're not paying.
But she's saying that she going to pay her later?
Later. Like, don't pay her right now.
And this is before she actually walked down the aisle. So all this drama.
Yeah.
Before you actually hit me.
But, I mean, she should have paid her right now. I feel like.
So she takes the phone and won't let her pay her right now. Madam, I love that part. So that's the first time I've ever heard anybody in full-blown argument refer to somebody as madam.
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 They still from royalty.
Yeah.
But I feel like she should have paid him, like right then.
Well,
what did y'all discuss?
That's my point.
Yeah.
Was it, you know, discuss that, okay, when everything is over, I pay you? Or did you not discuss it at all, is what it looked like?
But, like, if you got the money, pay me.
That's what I feel like.
So what's evidently the point you don't have the money. Is that what the issue is?
I think the bride, you know, a bride feels like that's her day.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, what, let me have my day. Well, it's now the girl stood in front of her.
Did she do that with the DJ? Did she do that with the person playing the organ?
It should be the wedding planner. That's supposed to, that's the person.
Right.
Supposed
to. That's probably who that
job.
Lady was, too.
Yeah.
That was probably the wedding lady planner.
On the
wedding
side.
Like, I brought her in to do your makeup. Right. You know, you making me look bad.
Right, yeah. Right.
And so she's trying to, I guess, rectify the situation. She's like, don't pay her.
I think it's a racial issue.
A racial?
Racial.
Racial issue.
Light against
black
dark?
On black crime?
Nah, because black people pay at the end.
Of anything.
You know, of anything.
You know, in the business that we've been used to
but
doing.
But the end of, you do, you do, end of you, you doing the service.
You would do a whole hour and a half performance, and then they walk in with the violin and a check that's like $8 short. There. Like, hey, man.
Yeah.
You know what, God,
yeah.
Man,
you done been there.
You are such
but
a blessing.
We have.
you are so anointed. But let me tell you, okay, it's a little short. Just a little bit, because you know we didn't get the funds.
Nah, they hand it to you like this.
Yeah.
So you don't see it.
No.
We'll open it yet.
Or they don't give you one at all. Say, I have free food for you.
I got yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to feed you, though.
Yeah. Ain't got the money and won't tell you before you go out.
Yeah.
I've been told before I go out that, you know, we don't have it. We don't have your balance.
Because
we've always gotten something up front. So even for making the trip, I fulfill at least the first half of it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to really perform the second half of it if you don't have the second half of the money. You're supposed to get the second half before you go out to perform.
Right.
Or at Soundcheck. Right. Yeah.
We done went out there and they done stood us up there and said, these boys came out here for free. We was like, ooh, Jesus.
That's a first time. Yeah, for us.
No, Jesus. No. Who said you say free? I didn't say. Let me check my email. I don't think free was on there.
Hold on.
These my wrong glasses. Yeah. Put my other glasses on because this is not okay.
Okay, on February 22nd, you said,
and that's why.
But we went out, drove with Bishop.
With Godson, yeah,
with Bishop. Got in a Suburban, put the gas in, boom. Went all the way out to Augusta, did the whole show, everything. And because this is when we learned we had to use contracts. We didn't use everything word of mouth back then. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to pay you and come in. Okay, cool, we'll be there. You know, boom, drove out there, did everything. We was the third night. They had a three-day, revival, youth revival. So Trinity 5-7 came the day before.
That was y'all budget. That was y'all budget, right?
Right. And so we came to close it out, lit the place on fire, everybody go crazy. They get in the back. Oh, yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Your money, we had to give all of it to Trinity 5-7 last year.
We had to give all of it to Trinity.
We was like. Like, did anybody talk to him? Did you run that by anybody here?
So is Trinity 5-7 on the plane now? Or are they at the hotel?
Right.
Is the check in there now?
So how does it work?
Yeah, okay, so
no, give
you got a
check.
Contact for
the like, no, give me a check. Let me split it.
Real.
Take my hat.
Already made the drive.
That's how why.
And you got to go back.
See, if I was with y'all, especially back then.
Oh, man.
I would have been taking speakers. Yeah. Like, that's all right. I'm going to take that speaker right there.
Right.
I'm going to take these mics. All of these mics I'm taking. I need the stands, too, to hold the mics. So I'm going to take them.
If we
want to rob the church. We want to rob the church.
If I was older.
I would have just took.
What you owe me.
What you owe me. I'm not stealing. I'm just taking what y'all owe me. Yeah. I need them drums.
Start doing being petty. I want one cymbal.
Yeah.
I want two folding chairs for the fellowship hall.
I want the whole podium and the altar. Give me the altar.
You can keep the drum set, but I want the drum heads off of all of them. I just need the drum heads. Keep the set, though.
Keep the set. Keep the set.
I need the heads off all of them.
I need to replace them.
I want the whole motherboard. Give me the whole motherboard. Look, give me everything that's over there.
You keep all this.
Yeah.
I want your marquee sign out front. Put it in front of my front yard. Tell people about Jesus.
And you go out there and take the slide, the little things out.
Jesus loves you. Yeah.
Like that's why.
That's so dumb.
Because most of the time, they try to pray on the anointing.
Then it was you.
The spirit was hot.
But yeah, it was you too.
We were
young.
Yeah.
And people used to pray on us because we were young. Oh, y'all ain't got bills. Y'all ain't got no family.
we cool.
Or you
so
just
we
don't know.
Yeah,
right. You don't know.
But after that, it was contracts. Yeah. Like, yeah. Nah.
I would have been taking speaking. That's why until God got involved, I would have. Well, you seen us in a split.
Yeah.
How we split the studio that time. Like, nah, bro, we splitting everything down the middle.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna split this board in half. We're gonna split everything. And I just didn't feel that. You know, and that's everybody. You don't want
he
nobody to take
the soundproofing on the wall.
Yes.
Like, I get a third, you get a
third. But that's because nobody wanted to feel violated. That's what. Yeah. Nobody wanna feel taken advantage of, man. And so when you got into the kingdom, a lot of times people will start to manipulate by saying, "Well, this ain't about the money." And then I used to agree with that. Like, that's right. It's not about the money. It's about souls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to say, "Wait a minute. If it ain't about the money, then why are you raising the offering?
Yeah.
Right. If it ain't about the money,
then why the sign man got paid?
Yeah.
And why the band get paid?
Yeah. Everybody
and
else then, got paid, but
then,
the artist.
And why am I the only one that got to look at the big picture?
Yeah. Why the security guy out there in the parking lot?
Yeah, he got paid.
Yeah, he got paid. Why is it not about the money for him?
And then if it's not about the money, then give it to me.
Yeah,
right.
They don't see the part. Thing is they see everybody else as a service, and you fall under the line of ministry. Well, he doing a service.
That's reasonable service.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And you doing the ministry. You doing it for God. Like, well, he
doing his for God.
God too. Yeah, he parking cars for God.
Oh, like well then you know what. Put me on the service side.
Yeah, that's right.
Bring me in for that.
Right,
because
service is ministry is the same thing. Yeah.
Put me over there on the
service side.
Yeah, whatever side he on.
Yeah, give
me. Put me over there.
Line out of me.
Yeah,
I'm by him.
Itemize me.
Matt, if I'm going to send invoice right now.
No,
yeah.
Singing service.
Yeah. Service.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get me away. Yeah. Singing service.
Service.
That's it. No, I'm not in ministry. I'm in service. That's it.
Yes.
I'm not in ministry.
Right.
I'm in service.
Yeah, go look at the contract.
Hour and a half plus the gas to get here.
Yeah,
that's going to be
it. Yeah, the one you counted right now.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? And I charge per minute. So I was 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Okay, so I got this for you.
You know what?
Who I emailed it to?
You ain't put this out. How you want this?
Start charging people for breathing. Listen, I had to breathe. I had to breathe 100 times. Yeah.
And you asked me to pray for 7 people.
I actually did 8. So that would be extra. That's overtime.
I prayed for you.
I prayed for you.
I threw one in.
Let me throw an itemized extras because you just told me to sing. You didn't tell me to.
And normally
I gave
prophecy is
like 3
prophecies times 5.
But since I did 3, we can do a buy one, get one. So her prophecy was free, but that one.
That one was kind of long.
Yeah.
That's fun.
They itemize everything.
I hear you, Lord. Oh, there go another prophecy. Hold on.
Yes.
That's funny. That
you remember that time we went to Fort Lauderdale and they didn't know we was coming? It was for the Cajo tour. And it was everybody.
And they didn't know we were coming?
Yeah, we got the, what's the church? Was that Fort Lauderdale? That was Fort Lauderdale.
Not Tampa. Or Orlando?
Not Tampa, the light-skinned dude.
That's Orlando.
He passed.
Orlando.
Tim's.
Pastor Tim's. Yeah.
They knew we were coming.
No, man, we pulled up. And they was like, what y'all doing here? He said, we supposed to be doing the tour today.
Yeah.
No, that was probably just the workers. They didn't. Because we came early.
Yeah, the church
set up.
Knew.
Yeah, they were like.
We talked with them.
Yeah, I remember when we drove up. Yeah,
they were like, what y'all doing?
Because we had to call them. We were early. And y'all was behind us. And we called y'all. They were like, they don't know
we're
coming.
And we had to set up.
Yeah.
We did panels and rooms. That's workshops.
I remember when they said that, we was like. Oh snap! Okay, something, mom. So who gonna
tell him? Who gonna call?
I just stayed in the car. Like, yeah, Nate,
do what you do.
Cause I'm gonna just sit right here.
Just sit right here. Anybody else hungry?
am I the only one that's hungry? I'm the only one hungry right now.
Yeah.
What?
It's on the road is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you don't have. The team together.
Yeah.
But, you know, we start working like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, we did.
Days, That's before a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Families.
They took up all y'all seats in the car. Yeah. Yes.
Take everybody.
Every kid took a
all
seat.
All your seats.
That's back when you get everybody in the van.
Yeah.
Or a doggone SUV. Mm-hmm. Everybody hop in, ride out.
Not with no kid, but.
Nah.
Car
nah.
seats.
Got car seats
strollers.
Right here.
Yeah. Lapped up right there.
Right, right.
Right. Yeah, slide over. You on the hump. Yeah.
I remember that. Nobody wanted that seat.
Yeah. So yeah, it was different. But back as far as the I would say, when it comes to business, what do you have a service? Like this lady has.
That's a service.
The service of makeup. Yeah. She's servicing the makeup. You know, get it in a contract.
It
write
should
it
be
down.
In a, it should have been in a contract.
And cause you don't know, she probably has another event to go to.
Mm-hmm.
She does makeup. It's probably a Saturday. Probably got somewhere else to go to. Hey, I need my money before I leave.
Right.
When women do makeup, this is a world I don't know about. Is this not the makeup person you use all the time?
Normally, you want something special.
Yeah, for
somebody
for
who really know what they're doing.
Yeah, no. A wedding is different.
Wedding's different.
Yeah.
Take so she don't really have a relationship with this.
Probably girl. Not.
So no. the seamstress.
She didn't like that. She liked the job because she was taking the pictures.
Yeah. She didn't complain about it. She just it's when I pay you
them.
When
oh,
I pay
really?
You.
It might have been the approach too with that sticking the hand.
Yeah,
out,
sticking the hand out.
Doing
but then she was disrespectful back. She just you know don't do this, and that's why she walked in front like no you ain't finna just do this.
Yeah right. Who gonna take a picture right now?
Yeah,
not even, you.
Yeah, like we getting married right? We a couple.
I would let her do all that.
Who?
I would have let her take a little pictures. As soon as does anybody object to this marriage? Yes!
Me.
Because
yeah.
I didn't get
you
paid.
You owe me $350.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody getting married.
Till I get my money.
Till I get my money right now. But that'll be something in your marriage forever. If you
that's
okay. That's okay.
Yeah,
what is
been
that accent? What is
that's okay.
What is that?
You go now.
Yeah.
I see you.
But I think that.
Does anybody take this? Oh, no.
No.
I'd have been like, happy preacher. I've been heckling the whole wedding. We are gathered here. Yes!
We are gathered.
Yeah.
Today.
I would have heckled the whole. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Two witnesses.
Stupid.
These, not three. Not four.
I would have heckled.
But two.
Does anybody give? Yeah. Yes. I would have showed out. Give me my money. Let me get out of here.
Yeah, but I think they, when they. Okay, there's a scene going on. The wedding planner or the lady on the side is trying to de-escalate.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens?
Amen.
Perfect. Oh, good. I like this. She tried to de-escalate.
There we go.
And she would not let her de-escalate. She wouldn't. That's when sometimes de-escalation doesn't work. You come in and de-escalate.
She should have knocked her glasses off and slid her down the bar.
Right. Hey, see, y'all. Y'all can't let that go. It's about to de-escalate and the person goes the next level up. She said, no, don't pay her. Took the phone out of her hand. No, you're not getting paid right now.
Yeah.
Now, it seems that simple. But sometimes the stuff that's not on the screen is bigger. It might have been something that she said.
Or something that happened before that.
While she was doing her makeup. Mm-hmm. I mean, you sat for an hour with a person doing their face. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why you feel like you don't want to pay me, you know? Like, I saw you before this makeup.
Yeah.
Like, I did a great job. You don't want me to put your before pictures out.
Right. I definitely need your money.
Because you don't look
you
good.
You don't want me to put your before pictures out.
I put a filter on your face. I made you a real filter for this to happen. You probably going to get divorced tomorrow, but today,
when they take that makeup off and see the real you.
No.
I'm the cameraman, I got questions because I'm like, okay, I'm about to get my money after these pictures.
Right.
And if you doing this.
Because
if the cameraman watching this and, okay, you blowing up, I'm going to be like, okay.
I'm going to need my balance too.
Yeah, let me go ahead and
So you just don't, you know.
Yeah, do you plan on not paying?
I got somewhere else to go. I know the cameraman. Right, you know,
do you plan on not paying everybody?
I know, right?
Or is it just her?
That's what I'm saying. I think they had something happen in there because, yeah, if not, as a cameraman, I would have been like,
yeah.
And that's why I feel like the wedding planner, we're assuming she's the wedding planner, is trying to save face. Right. Because if that gets out and the cameraman is somebody that you brought and then a musician is somebody that
you brought, you no more.
It's getting ready to spread through the wind that the bride don't want to pay.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to, you won't be a wedding planner after that.
Yeah.
Because everybody that you hired don't want to mess with you again. So I think, yeah, it's something else that happens.
And I don't know how that works either. Like, does a wedding planner have the balance normally?
Do they have the money? Yeah, because she was gonna
going
cash
to the bride
out.
Yeah, she had the money. I mean, I think she had the money.
Well, then she probably shouldn't have gone to the bride. She should have gone to the
wedding planner.
Anyway, so that was probably like, why
it
would
just
you do
escalated. Went about it the wrong way. The response was wrong. Mm-hmm. And then the response after that was wrong. And then that's when it blew up. Go to the wedding planner or go who invited you or told you the business side of it.
Or who gave you the deposit. I'm sure it wasn't the bride.
Whatever, whoever spoke to you about the money, that's who you go to. And it was probably the wedding planner. It wasn't even the bride. The wedding planner brought you in, said, yeah, okay, what's your price? My price is $350. Okay, cool. We'll take care of you.
But she got the money. Just pay her.
I don't understand that part.
I think she did something disrespectful. Something can be easy, but when you be disrespectful, you move into another space. Yeah, no, you ain't gonna do that.
And the makeup girl was dressed like I didn't come to stay.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
She was dressed like I'm doing makeup and leaving. I'm not dressed for the wedding.
I don't know you like that.
I got my house shoes on. Right. I'm ready to go.
That might have been ego right there.
Yeah. So pay me later. Pay me later means I got to go to your wedding.
Sit down. Yeah.
And wait for my money.
Nah, I didn't do that. Nah. So if you have an agreement, you know, once I'm done, we okay, boom, then you pay my money and go on about your, you know, I can go on about my business.
Yeah, it should have been paid like the moment she was done. She should have been like, here you go, let go.
Put it in men's terms. What if you a barber and you cut the groom hair, but you're not staying? When do you expect your money?
Yeah, you got to get your money right then.
Okay, yeah. I cut all the grooms. I edged everybody up, the pillar boy. I got all y'all straight. Boom.
Say the pillar boy.
The pillar boy.
The ring bearer.
The pillar boy. PP. The ring bearer. But I got everybody straight. I'm not staying. This is my service.
Yeah,
right. This ain't my ministry. I don't do hair ministry. I do hair service. I've given you my service. It's time for leave. Just pay me.
Yeah.
But I think you ask the right way, and then
you get the best.
Why do people make it uncomfortable? This is a ministry thing for you to ask for your money.
Only at churches.
Yeah.
Like,
not nowhere else. You can ask for your money anywhere else.
And people gotta come around like. So, Pastor, you almost got to tell that you're in a bad place.
Yeah, you got to have a sad story.
To get what you
deserve.
What you owe.
I got to almost be like, you know, you can't never go to the pastor and be like, man, yeah, everything great, bro. I just got paid $10,000 last night for playing at another church, man. But can I get the $500 that you owe me? Yeah. Like, you got $10,000 last night?
I don't owe you nothing. They took care of you then.
And so why does it seem like you got to be down and out to get your money?
Yeah, you got to use service and not ministry. Yeah. Yeah. That's the problem.
But in anything else, you can ask for your money.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Georgia Power, ask for their money.
Yeah, bruh.
AT&T, ask for their money.
If I cut your grass,
let me get me.
Yeah,
we done.
You working on a job, you get paid every 2 weeks.
They're like, man, y'all.
Right, yep.
So y'all go ask for money every time y'all cut the grass? What kind of business is that?
Like, I'll pay you when I pay you. It's
only in church,
only in ministry, yeah.
Bro, you can't go nowhere else and not have money right then. You go to Walmart, you go, whatever it is, you
ain't no
pay
I owe you,
time.
Yeah.
Ain't no, I, you know.
What the pastors did charge for healings. They're like, oh, Lord, she just got out the wheelchair. You know that's a $10,000 healing.
Actually, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, when they raised their offer.
Oh,
yeah. That's why they raised it after the miracles. Yeah. Actually, they do. Well, then, we'll see you on the next show.
Wow. That's,
everything came together in a booth. Years later,
I just don't like the manipulation. Just tell y'all.
But anyway, like and share, people. Like and share. Also, team comments in. 10 songs with female names.
You know what it is when we in the booth. And if you need to. And what did you think a pillow boy was?
They're gonna do healers like, you know, football contracts. If you do some extra touchdown at the end of the year, you get extra a bonus.
Get a bonus.
A bonus package.
A bonus healing.
Young preacher, if you make the blind see this year, you know, we'll buy you a new car.
Incentive package.
Preaching incentive. Stop it, people.
We'll see y'all.
Hello, brother.